I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer after the midterm elections of last week. We talked about several items, including top legislative priorities in the next session, what she expects over the remainder of the current legislative session, and several other topics. Here's more with Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
Obviously, I was so grateful that the people of Michigan returned me for another 4 years, and it was a double-digit outcome, even wider margin than just 4 years ago. And so I feel like that was an affirmation of the focus that we've had and the work that we've done, and that will continue to be my North Star in a second term. With regard to a legislature that now I think will have a very productive term, it is, yes, Democratic majorities in both the Senate and the House, but it's by two seats. So it's not overwhelming, and that's why I think it's important to always recognize I'm going to make a seat at the table for every legislator who wants to solve problems, no matter what side of the aisle they come from.
Now, going into this as the governor with the first time with really a sympathetic legislature, what are some of the top priorities that you are looking to see get accomplished in the next legislative session?
Well, I'm excited because we have made historic investments in public education. Now it's time to take it to the next level and stay focused on getting Michigan to be a top 10 state when it comes to literacy. The record investments that we've had, onshoring supply chains like building semiconductors and building out batteries and electric vehicles, the future of the auto industry, we've got to continue to compete on those fronts so that people who are in Michigan have a path to a really good paying job, and we lure young talent to come to Michigan and make their lives here. And I would say, obviously, you know, we'll continue the work that we've started in earnest on infrastructure. These are some of the fundamentals that I think are going to be crucial to our long-term economic health and also to individuals' ability to live the lives they want to live in the state. And I'm grateful we enshrined reproductive rights. I think there's probably some more actions we need to do to clean up old laws that have been on the books that don't need to be there anymore.
Talking with Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer this morning. Now, of course, there is still some time left in the current legislative session, and that's where we can see some interesting things happen in the lame duck term, so to speak. What do you expect to see here now over the next couple of weeks?
You know, I'll tell you, I've never stopped working. I am in Lansing now and will work every day through the end of this year. I'm not sure what the legislature is going to want to do. The leadership has not indicated how much they want to accomplish in a lame duck session, but I'm ready to go. I think that there is work we can and should be doing when it comes to deploying some more of the resources that we've left on the balance sheet, when it comes to the possibility of moving Michigan up in the presidential primary conversation. This is an important state to national elections, and it's always seemed ridiculous to me that you've got states like New Hampshire and Iowa that determine who our choices are by the time Michigan gets to weigh in. I think we should be one of the early deciders because Michigan's a really important state. So there are a handful of things I'd still like to get done this year. Ultimately, though, it's going to be determined by whether or not the Republican legislative leadership wants to roll up their sleeves and keep working, or if they're going to check out. I'm not sure what the answer is going to be yet.
Well, as we wrap up with you, Governor, I do have to ask you that your name, of course, was on the short list. As you mentioned, national politics as vice president. Now your name is being bandied about as a possible contender in the upcoming presidential elections. What are your thoughts on that?
You know, it's obviously there's a national conversation that's happening that is not really reflective of what's going on here and what my intention is. I just ran for 4 more years. I am so grateful that the people of Michigan have given me the opportunity, and that will be my sole focus. So I've answered this question many times. I appreciate you asking it, but my answer has not changed. I'm focused on the people of Michigan.
That's the comments of Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. With a look at what's happening in our community for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.